Dr. Randy Carlson at our Intentional Living Center in Tucson live today. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have an open phones live parent talk for the next 28 minutes. If you're a parent, grandparent, and you're thinking, I'm a little frustrated today, I'd like to talk to somebody, well, I'm here for you. I'm live in the studio. Love to talk to you. We love you. And we have some help on what does it mean to be an intentional parent and what it doesn't mean to be an intentional parent today. So encouragement, the phone line is open. First come, first serve with your questions at 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy here along with our team live in our center today. You know, an intentional parent, let me tell you what an intentional parent is not. An intentional parent is not perfect. Okay? An intentional parent isn't smarter than you are. An intentional parent isn't smarter than your whole community. An intentional parent doesn't just happen to be blessed with the most cooperative, agreeable children on the planet. Now, sometimes they tend to drop into those families, but I understand that the reality is all of us as parents, grandparents face challenges. But an intentional parent is goal-directed. They know why they're here. They know what their purpose is. They have some goals for their kids, for their family. If they're single moms or dads, they have goals as well. They're confident. That can be a problem. I mean, that's a challenge. If you're feeling like you're operating out of guilt or operating out of trying to please your kids or somebody else, a confident parent, an intentional parent follows through. Intentional parent faces problems early on. You don't wait until they're 25 with something that should have been dealt with when they're 2.5, right? And an intentional parent does the daily work of parenting. All right. It's a parent talk today. How about that? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Love to have you join in. Grandparent first, Kathleen in New Mexico. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Andy. I have a grandson who is just turned 17, and he is thoroughly addicted to a video game. And it's not one of the horrible, violent ones, but still, he would rather play that video game than breathe, practically. And it's causing a lot of conflict with he and his mom. So I want to know how you can work with him to make him see that playing this game all the time is not good, and that if he is not allowed to play the game, he shouldn't be angry and become really mean. I'd like to get some help with that for my daughter and my grandson. Thank you.
All right, let me just lay it out. I'm going to be honest with you, Grandma, there. You're trying to be reasonable with an unreasonable 17-year-old. You're trying to reason with him that he should see that being on a video game to the exclusion of relationships and life and school and whatever is a good thing. And this kid, as you said, is addicted. It's unreasonable. And for a parent to come along and say, well, I let you play it, but now it's too much in their mind, well, you shouldn't let me play in the first place. So the reality is, Kathleen, we have taught here for 30 years at our Intentional Living Center something we refer to as logical and natural consequences. That's the way I was trained, to help people and parents see that kids need to be held accountable for their behavior, because their behavior has a purpose and there's a logical consequence. If you're disrespectful and you're angry, well, what's going to happen? At 17, I'm assuming he's driving a car. He wouldn't be driving my car. I wouldn't be putting gas in his car. I wouldn't be letting him have the freedom and luxury of being a responsible 17-year-old when he's a disrespectful kid. I mean, he's a young man. And I think it's really important for parents to understand that kids often don't relate to reasonableness when they're being unreasonable themselves. You have to just set the boundaries, set the standard, and that's it. Maybe taking away the unit you bought, the game that he's playing. I don't know. I mean, if you can do that, but I do know this. You got to have logical and natural consequences, or you're going to be challenged every day. All right. It is a parent talk today. 888-888-1717. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
I need some advice or something. I just found out that my grandchildren they're not my son's children.
And you didn't know that?
I did not know it until like 2 weeks ago.
How old are they?
The last three are 5, 4, and a year old.
So you got a 5, 4, and almost a year old grandchildren, and they're fathered by three different men, one other man?
No, it's another man.
Did your son know this?
We all found out together.
All right, so he's in crisis. Their marriage is in crisis. You're in crisis. The whole family is in crisis.
Yes.
All right. And you want
to know who the father of the babies are.
Yeah. And so let me ask you this. What is your son's and your daughter-in-law's intention for their marriage and their family at this point?
Right now, he doesn't want a divorce, but he doesn't know if he could forgive her.
Well, when you get that kind of information, the first thought is, I'm going to forgive you. That's not the first thought, a person. That's not normal. That wouldn't be normal. Even for a Christian, that's not normal. I mean, our first thought is, unfortunately, not usually the right thought or the healthy thought or the best thought. And so you're standing on the sideline, as it were, wanting to know, what do we do to support this, my son and these precious grandchildren and our daughter-in-law and this whole thing?
And it breaks my heart.
Sure it does.
She made everybody think that these kids, the last three kids that she had, they were my sons. And she made me believe that they were my grandchildren, and she knew the truth.
Did this come out to your son? She confessed it, as it were, and it's out there now, and they're dealing with it? Is that where it is right now?
Well, it came out of the other man.
Okay. All right, listen.
He's my ex-husband.
All right, Rebecca, listen. Here's what you got to do. It's really important for you. Wait a minute. Did I miss something there at the end of that call? You said this was your ex-husband?
Yes.
All right. Listen, Rebecca, you got yourself. This is a major crisis in your family. And this is going to take some sorting out and some counsel and some direction and some understanding of what's going on. But I'll tell you what, let me look at, you got a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, precious human beings that have been born. They're God's children. They are precious, and they need to be protected in all of this, because the adults are the ones that are messing up. The adults are the ones that are making everything so difficult. And to the extent possible, those kids need to be, you know, in a stable, loving, supportive environment with the parents that are going to love them. The problem is, you're all hurting now, and hurting people make it difficult to support other hurting people at the same time. And so really recommend that you and if you're married, your current husband, get some counseling, your son get counseling with his wife, and start to deal with the realities of what went on here and what's happening. But to protect those kids in the process. Listen, can I ask our listeners all around the country to be praying? You pray for this family, that God will intervene. Every life is precious. Every baby's precious. And every relationship is important. And when we choose to live our lives in a way that we want to do what we want to do, as you can see, the results is it hurts other people. And so in this case, it's really important for you, Rebecca, to get that kind of support for yourself right now. This is you're in the middle of it right now. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the process. You're not in the middle. You're in the beginning. And it's all out there. And the path is unclear at this point. But the next step is what's most important, that you get some really godly counsel for yourself, and that we don't complicate or compound the problem by doing something that's stupid, which is easy to do. All right. This is life. This is why we exist. This is why living intentionally in Christ can be transformational in people's lives. When we choose, listen, when you and I choose to say, I want to live my life the way God intended, not perfectly, we have less regret, less problems, and less pain. And you can begin that process today in your life. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, every day my prayer is, Lord, give us as your children wisdom today to do what you intend for us. My heart breaks when I hear the calls that we get. And I think many, it's interesting, I talk to people and say, well, I hear you know, you're on Christian radio. It must be everybody's just Christians. Everybody's happy and life is good. And the fact is, we're not immune from the challenges of life, but we have the power of the Holy Spirit in our life to be able to live our lives by making decisions that honor Him. And when we face these moments of crisis, I always tell people, when you hit a crisis, just stop at that moment, all right? And really kind of pull yourself together, get God in the middle of this in your life, and a lot of prayer, because you know what? I tell people, the sun is coming up tomorrow. The sun will come up tomorrow. And the question is, are we going to be there to be intentional in how we live? That's our hope and prayer. All right, Debbie, you're next in Michigan. Welcome to the show today. Appreciate it. How are you?
Thank you. You guys are wonderful. I have your radio station on in my house, in my car.
Great.
It's everywhere.
Fantastic.
Because
all right. That's great.
It is wonderful.
Well, we're glad to be on for you. Well, what's your question today, Debbie?
Well, I have a daughter that's 44 on a first marriage, and I did adultery. We got divorced, and we had a son, and he's going to be 25 in September. My husband had an accident, my second husband, and he died in 2021. And my son and daughter won't talk because there was a little bit of money that was given, and I gave it all to my son, and my daughter got mad, and now she really don't want to talk to me.
Why did you give it all to your son?
Because it was his father.
All right, so this was the man you had the affair with, that you had the son with, right?
And I married him.
So you married him. And then when he passed away, he had some money, and you gave the money to, quote, his son, and your daughter, which would have been his stepsister, got nothing.
Yes, but my husband never treated her not like a daughter. He helped her with everything.
Now, was this your husband's wish that his son would receive whatever he left behind, or was this your decision?
No, he didn't even know. I mean, he didn't even know I was going to pursue that.
Okay.
So, no.
So now but your daughter...
My question is...
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What's your question?
Your daughter. My question is, how do I get these two back together, and how do I get back to my children? Because neither one will talk to me. My son blocked me. I can't even call him. My daughter texted me and said, I'll talk to you when I'm ready. Well, I'm 66, and I don't know how long I have. And if you want me to wait 4 or 5 years, I'm sorry, I'll probably be dead.
Well, I would hope not. But I would ask the question, why is your son not talking to you? You gave him money.
Because,
why is he?
Well, wait a minute. Let me go earlier. When my husband was in ICU at St. John's, my son asked me if she could move in. I did not know her. So I let her come here. And she stayed here for 4.5 years. But through those 4.5 years, they started to overrun my property and my home.
Now, who is this? Your
and
son?
I couldn't
and
handle it.
Who was this? Who was this
and
woman?
His girlfriend.
So you let him
his
move
girlfriend.
In with his girlfriend, and they overrun your property. And so at some point, you
just
booted him out, correct? You booted him out.
I booted her out, but I didn't boot him out.
Oh, so he left, he stayed, and she went, and now he's mad at you, and your daughter's mad at you?
He left with her.
All right.
No, he left with her because he loves her. So he left with her.
So let me ask a question. This is just for your own sake. Did giving him money, was that a way of thinking maybe I could reconnect with him?
I'm not sure, but
probably,
I believe God told me to do it. And then I had a truck that was given to me and I put it in his name. And I said, when I need to use a truck, you got to use my tribute. That's old. And it was an agreement we had on everything.
All right. Debbie,
and none of the agreement happened.
All right. Debbie, listen. These are grown adults, a 44-year-old daughter and a son. And of course they're step siblings. Your husband dies. There's money involved. There's dysfunction as we can see in this relationship, and you're not going to buy it. You're not going to beg it, and you're not going to plead for it to be reestablished. Okay. This is a God thing. It has to happen. And my encouragement to you at 66 is to start building confidence in your own life. You get close to God, deal with the issues in your own world, your own life that maybe you need to wrestle with, you know, forgiveness and what have you, and then leave those doors wide open. I will tell you this, when parents try to over-pursue a relationship with an estranged child, it will not work. The most beautiful biblical example of this is the prodigal son example in Scripture, where the daddy simply gave him his due and opened the door and then left that door open for him if he chose to come back. He did not pursue, he did not beg, he did not chase. I'm assuming he prayed for that young man. And he said, as we recommend here at Parent Talk through our Intentional Living Center over and over and over, God build a hedge of protection around those kids, that you will get into their lives and build a hedge of thorns around them, that they'll find no pleasure in their life and their decisions, that this please you. And then build your own life to the extent you can, because Debbie, there's a lot of pain there. And at 66, you still got years ahead that God can use in your life, so don't give up too soon.
An illusionist will show us something that we believe to be true, but it's not, right? An illusionist is a person that'll show you something intentionally, in this case, for entertainment purposes, to say, wow, how did he do that? See, but it's not true. There's something more to the story. And I thought about this in terms of being disillusioned. I'm wondering if sometimes we become so disappointed and discouraged because we live in a life of illusion. See? And I thought about that this morning as I was driving in. You know what we have to do? We need to focus on the truth.
We sure do. All right, Dr. Randy here in the Intentional Living Center, and I, you know, in my heart, when I talk to you all and friends and people who are listening around the country, you probably join me in saying, hey, you know, we see a series of decisions. Decisions have consequences. And if you're a young person listening today to the radio or to podcast, the decisions you make and the person you choose to date, the activities and behaviors you have with that person, the person you choose to marry will make a difference in your life. If you choose to get involved in outside relationships, outside of marriage, I know today that's common, it's prevalent, it's a part of the world, but you're gonna pay for it in one way or another. And your parents and those of us here in Intentional Living, we love you enough to tell you the truth. That when you figure out what pleases Christ, as the Bible says, and then do it. And I'm not talking about just a whole bunch of list of do's and don'ts. But I'll tell you what, when you figure out what pleases Christ and what's in the scripture for your life and do it, God gets the glory. And I've been around a long time enough to see that when God gets the glory, it kind of trickles down over us in terms of benefit. When we choose to say, what is it that God would have me do in this relationship as a parent, as a grandparent, in my relationships with my money, with my work? This is what intentional living is all about. Making a decision. Here are the steps of intentional living. Make a decision to say, I'm going to find out what pleases Christ. I want to find out what that is in this situation. Counsels, reading scripture, good books to read, talking to people that you can trust, finding out what pleases Christ, and then doing it. Step two is really decluttering your life. If you've got friends in your life or situations in your life that are holding you back, eliminate them. And then doing one thing every day to start building your life in a way that'll get you to a point where you're going to say, hey, I have more freedom, less regret. And if you're in the pit right now, the good news is you can get out of it, but you got to stop digging. And when you do that, That's where you're going to find. We talk about experience hope here on the radio every day. Hope is a given. God has given us his hope. Experiencing hope requires some action. Experiencing means you got to do something. If you want to experience hope, you got to figure out what pleases Christ and then start that process. And that's why we're here to help encourage you in that journey. All right, let's get to Samantha. I think we got to, this is an interesting question. Go right ahead.
Hi. My name is Samantha, and I'm 21 years old. I don't have any children. And I just had a concern with my boyfriend, a matter of fact, and that his parents maybe seemed to do too much for them as a kid. And being in a relationship now, I find it so hard trying to get him to do the simplest of things, even brushing his teeth, and I just don't know how to help him along. So if you could answer that for me, thank you.
Samantha, we hear your pain. You're a young lady dating a young man who's clearly irresponsible. And you have to answer the question, do I want to brush his teeth for the rest of his life? I mean, that's a real down-to-earth question. If you're willing to brush his teeth for the rest of his life, then go for it. But I don't get that from what I hear you saying. And again, the three-foot rule. I can't change anybody. There's not one person I could talk to on the radio. There's not one of my kids or grandkids or anybody on staff. I can't change anybody. I have enough problems working with my own issues. And the three-foot rule says I can be responsible for my decisions, for my actions, for my attitude, for my head, heart, and hand, right? What I think, how I emote, what I do, and then my reaction with how I behave. That's my decision every day. And so, Samantha, I'm assuming if you have parents and people who love you, they're probably whispering in your ear or maybe shouting, don't become his second mom. If you want to do that and you're willing to do that, and some of you listening today, that's what you are doing in the relationship that you're in or marriage, then go for it. But that's not what God's intention is for relationships. All right, that's interesting. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We have to wrap up the show here in just about a minute or so. But we're going to stay in the studio. I just want to talk to some of you. Maybe you have a question about something going on. It may not even be that heavy, but you're just facing something. You want to talk. I'd love to interact with you a little bit on what's going on with your parent in parenting or grandparenting challenge. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. My number is 888-888-1717. We're here in the Intentional Living Center live today, so we'd love to talk to you. We have one mission in just a few words. We want you more than anything to experience your life as God intended. And when we hear some of the calls that we get here and we'll hear tomorrow, this is not what God intends. God's got something better for you in terms of where you are today. God will be with you. He will strengthen you. And if you're in a pit, he's good at reaching down and pulling you out. So don't give up. You can do it. All right. The phone line is open, reopened for you at 888-888-1717. Love to have you join in. We're really having a parent talk. That's really what we're doing. Back to the roots of the ministry from our Intentional Living Center. I do want to say this as we're wrapping up. If you're part of the support family of Intentional Living, this is why. Because you allow us to get our voice out here through our podcast and online all around the world. People are making decisions to come to Christ. And I would say to anyone listening today, don't try to do this on your own. God loves you. He cares for you and he'll be with you. If you could, you can give your life to him today. Lord, I'm simply done doing it my way. Come into my life. I choose to be your child today and forever. Thank you for loving me. You can make that decision, and the power of the Holy Spirit and a lot of support and love will be there for you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Thanks for your support. Find out more about the ministry at theintentionallife.com, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.